The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Talked a lot about Election Day. Moneyfly sent us this from KHOU 11. Federal judge extends polling times at 9 Harris County locations until 8 o'clock because they failed to open at 7 a.m. this morning. Wow. So I'm trying to find the list here, but I'm getting the spinning wheel of death on my computer. The rainbow spinning wheel of death.
Yeah.
Never my favorite thing. So there's all kinds of stuff going on there. But anyway, we'll I'm sure we'll get to some sports at some point today and probably now. But, yeah, apparently it says at least 18 polling locations either did not open on time or were only partially open on time.
How are you partially open?
I mean, you should have. How are you not ready at 7 a.m.?
It's there's like one day every 2 years you need to be open.
Yeah. I wish they had. They don't really have the list here of the places that will be open, so this story doesn't really help. So if your place wasn't open, there's a chance that you can still go. I'll say one more thing about this, and then we'll move on, and we can bitch about how bad Jason Witten was and Booger McFarland and those guys okay. last night.
But that's what I've been waiting for.
I used to be don't vote guy. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I had an impact, and I don't. Most politicians, I don't think, are in it for the right reason. It's not all of them, but I think most of them are phonies and scumbags, and I don't have a lot of respect for them. But there's always some issue that means something to you on that ballot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a person. And in this case, for me, it was Prop B. But I've realized, especially locally, you can have a huge impact, and that's why I work so hard on the judges' things. I have a couple of lawyer friends who I ask for their opinions, and then I on the judges and things like that. So I because I know a lot of people aren't going to vote on those, so I want to make sure I have an educated opinion on it. But you can make an impact, especially locally. And, you know, that being the case, you know, as somebody who used to not do it, I feel really good about what I'm doing now. Justin said, I'm headed to Carbach for an awards ceremony tonight. I've missed the Carbach segment lately. What should I try?
The new Fashionably Late, the Hazy Hop Delusion is really good. And if they still have it on, the KRND Fresh Hop beer is really nice. So,
and they've always got some of the BBHs on, which I love. So.
If you're trying to get housed at your meeting.
Yeah, that's probably a good plan. That's a real good plan. Just take some Thrive Plus with you. How long does Jason Garrett last in Dallas?
I don't know. I mean, it almost feels like he's just there. Like, and Jerry seems happy with it. I know Jerry's not happy with the results, but he's a puppet. And that's what Jerry wants, is somebody who will puppet his wants. Unfortunately, Jerry's ego tells him he's this good at football-related things, and he's really about this good at it. And Jason Garrett's not a good enough coach to overcome that. So it's really just kind of up to Jerry Jones's ego when he decides to have someone. And really, I think you need someone there who can push Jerry Jones and just be like, no, this isn't the best way. No,
but he had that with Parcells and it didn't last because
he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
Jimmy Johnson for that.
It's a weird, tough balance to find between finding a coach who's good enough to go out there and get it done versus having someone who will do it exactly the way you want, even though it's not the right way.
I think Monday Night Football is now on my mute list faster
it's
than
so
Collinsworth.
Bad.
I think it's beaten Collinsworth now. I got about 4 minutes maybe into the game last night, and they're just, none of them are any good. I know I'm an old guy who misses Tirico and Gruden on there, no question. But Witten is so awful. And Booger McFarland, that whole thing, just, what are you doing? I mean, it's a clown show. And I don't understand a lot of what ESPN does these days with the TV shows. Like today, I was in the gym and they had their midseason NFL awards and they're all dressed up like it's the Emmys and they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Why so much shtick? How about information? I'm sounding old, aren't I?
Yeah.
Sorry. I miss good commentary. I miss great play-by-play. And, you know, I'm putting him in the stands. It's shtick. I hate shtick. I guess that's what it is. Just, you know, I think you can have fun, but try to be relevant, man. I mean, some of the stuff that, it's like, and everybody does this now. It's like, it's made so many of these shows unwatchable. Like that Good Morning NFL does so many bits that it's just,
yeah,
man, it's useless. Gosh. It is.
I was watching
and that guy with the fake lips is so annoying.
It was like a guy with the fake lips.
Yeah, with that white guy with the gigantic gloss lips.
There was something, I think it was ESPN today.
I don't know his name.
They were doing a mid-season NFL awards and they had like,
yeah, it was ESPN.
The envelope, please. Yeah, that was in the background. I was like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
I just mentioned that.
I just don't understand. I don't know. And maybe it's because of the day that we live in where SportsCenter is not as important as it was. When I was a kid, SportsCenter was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because that was how you got your news about sports. So they ran SportsCenter. Basically, when there wasn't any programming worth playing, they ran SportsCenter. So now they've replaced that with just garbage. And ESPN's not Netflix. You know, they don't have the HBO. They don't have people coming up with like great original content. So they just fill it with whatever they think will get people talking, which I guess it's a strategy. I just think it's stupid.
Well, and I think they really have evolved. And the problem is that everybody's evolved the same way. Like Fox Sports is doing it now, and now NFL Network's doing it, and they're all trying to come up with these bits and skits and things like that and make it entertaining, and it's unwatchable to me.
Yeah.
I get if you're going to do a show that's all NBA, you're going to have to come up with some content.
Yeah.
But, man, yeah, in season in the NFL, you shouldn't have to force things.
You shouldn't.
So
there's plenty of like real content that people would be interested in, but and I mean, had they done that as a segment of a show, that's fine. They built a whole show around it. Like it was the Emmys or something. Stop it. It's too much.
Man, did you see the Blackhawks fired their coach today?
Yeah.
I guess three Stanley Cups is not, you know, you have a couple of bad seasons.
Well, I don't know. You know more about that stuff than I do, but
some team is going to get a great coach.
Yeah,
I mean, three Stanley Cups in 10 years there.
Yeah, that's not easy to accomplish. No,
and I know that they lost too many guys. I mean, especially defensively, they haven't been very good. Their goalie was hurt all last year, and yeah. But he's been replaced with their AHL coach. So he's 33 years old. I don't know much about him. But I guess that's what happens when you win three cups between 2010 and 2015.
Yeah.
Mm. But they're just 6-6-3 this year. And they've only missed the playoffs once in his 10 years. I don't get it. But somebody's going to get themselves a hell of a coach.
Yeah. Yeah, the hockey's a weird sport when it comes to coaches. Like, they'll fire a guy. I mean, I think they get fired faster than damn near anybody.
Yeah, and
there's no patience.
It's funny, though. Last year, there was almost none during the season. And now you've already got two. The Kings whacked their guy, and now Quenneville's out in Chicago. And that's, you know, and I can understand in L.A. because that team has just been a mess. Although, the good news is people are cutting their good players in our fantasy league, and so I'm snapping them up each week.
Although they may continue to be a mess.
They're still sucking. They're not helping me. My team sucks. There's no question about it. But I would say the stock is down on my fantasy hockey team significantly.
You won this week.
By one.
You're complaining about every...
And I'm already down like 7-1 for this week.
You got to take the wins, man. You got to be happy when you get a win.
No, I need... Well, I'm under 500. I hate being under 500. Well... That's what I'm saying.
If you want some advice on your lineup, you let me know. We'll talk.
Great.
Oh, are you belittling my management skills? Is that what you're doing?
Oh,
because my team's pretty good.
Yeah. And you beat me for the championship last year when I had my worst week of the year.
I also did auto draft, so that could have something to do with it.
It's probably why you're so good.
It could be,
but
you probably put a bunch of research in, and
just like I do everything, and
stayed till the last round,
and I suck.
Meanwhile, I was just like, "Who are these guys?"
Yeah, and I've already turned over probably half my roster now in 3 weeks trying to find something to motivate these guys. I should probably fire the coach.
Maybe so.
I should probably do.
Maybe so. You've got more patience than most NFL owners.
All right, guys. NHL owners. Speaking of stocks, Robinhood is the place to go. And it's an app that lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, all commission-free, which is great. In fact, I was on there today checking out and seeing how my stocks were doing. And I've basically got a watch list of things that I'm keeping an eye on to see if they get to the right price. And it's a fun way to kind of dip your toe in the water when it comes to investing. It's not a non-intimidating way, and if you've never invested, this is a great way to get involved. It's simple and intuitive. It's easy, and they strive to make it work for everybody, not just the wealthy. They want this to be for everybody. You don't have to put a bunch of money in there. And the cool part, other brokerages are going to charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood does not charge commission fees. You get to trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And we've been using Robinhood for a long time now, long before they ever advertised with us, and it is great. And you can go on and get so many cool stocks, and you can learn what you're doing. And it's a great way to do it while you build your portfolio. Right now, Robinhood's giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
Yeah.
stoked.
That's I'm stoked, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Glenn Davis wandering around over there in the other studio?
Probably.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. How about that? Taylor says, stuck in traffic. Why does everyone in Pasadena drive like they stole something or they don't have AC in their car?
Because they either stole something or they don't have AC in their car. Yeah,
come on, man. You
know come that.
On. You know that. 713-780-3776. Jared says, let's be real. You guys talking sports, movies, gambling was an odd mix, but ratings say otherwise. So seeing ESPN do silly things isn't far out of the realm of what y'all did.
Yeah, but those things have been failing for a long time.
Yeah, and let me be clear on something. We've never forced anything. And talking movies and gambling is stuff we do. We've never created some, you know, like that stupid thing they did on NFL Network where somebody talked about putting sugar on pasta and they did an entire bit where they're all like, this is like sugar on pasta. We've never done anything like that and never will. And, you know, that's so no, I don't see it as the same at all. I mean, yes, is it different programming? Absolutely, but it's not, there's nothing, we don't sit here before the show and say, hey, you know what? We're going to do a 10-minute bit here where we compare NFL teams to World Cup teams.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, and not necessarily just counter programming. Somebody says SVP is watchable. That's the only sports center that I'll watch sometimes.
Same.
But even then, once he starts getting into stuff I don't care about, like anything Red Sox related, I'd change the channel. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some calls today on a Tuesday. And it's funny because everybody's always in a bad mood on a Tuesday. The Texans are in a worse mood because it's election day. That's my...
Yeah,
I thought so. For some reason, nobody's ever happy on election day. So, well,
what are you gonna do?
Just keep doing the show.
Just keep on LIVIN.
Yeah. You know what? I think we should do a bit, AJ. We should compare the candidates to either male golfers, female golfers, or food. What do you think?
That's a really good idea.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Is that Eric?
Yes.
Let's hear Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
I knew the answer to that. I don't know why I asked.
That's why I never understand why they do it.
So, guys, y'all were just talking about the Blackhawks firing their coach after not winning a championship in 3 years, I guess. And I'm kind of a nerd, so I was thinking about all the great coaches that wouldn't make it under their standards. So, like, Pop went, what, 10 years without winning one in between championships? He wouldn't have made it. That guy with the Braves that won one
Bobby
World
Cox.
Series. Bobby Cox wouldn't have made it.
Bobby what?
No, Belichick would. Bobby Cox wouldn't
yeah,
make it.
Yeah, Bobby Cox.
Yeah, I like his last name. I don't, wait, that sounded weird. Erase that.
Hey, late. Whatever you're into, pal.
Yeah, Eric, we're not here to judge.
And O'Brien certainly wouldn't have made it. Not that he's a great coach, but I don't know. I'm a bit of a nerd, so I was sitting in my truck laughing about that. I didn't know if y'all could come up with any other names. Kill some time while everybody's in a pissy mood today.
No, that's all the names.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think that's it.
Yeah, you did good research there.
Yeah. you know who wouldn't have got fired? Bo Porter.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. He wouldn't have made it.
I think John Harbaugh might be gone by now.
He won one. He hasn't won one in a while.
Yeah.
How many years has it been for the Blackhawks?
2015.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Harbaugh would definitely be gone.
Yeah, well, then it was Penguins twice and then Capitals.
Jeez.
So.
Well, under those rules, Mike Tomlin would be gone.
Yep.
Who else would be gone? Basically.
McCarthy would be gone.
Oh, yes. He'd be long gone. Gary Kubiak. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He is gone. Pete Carroll would be gone.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer would be gone.
Yeah.
Sean Payton.
Jimbo. No, never mind. Oh. Sean Payton, yeah.
Oh.
Tom Herman.
Tom Herman would definitely be gone.
Yeah.
Charlie Strong.
Oh, yeah. Not so good. Major Apple.
Oh. Yeah.
But no, it's funny how, for some reason, I mean, I don't know. You really think you're getting a better coach? Now, I do think in some cases, and you know, I don't know as much about hockey and how locker rooms and work and stuff, but you've been around enough football teams and baseball teams and basketball teams to know that sometimes you just need a new voice.
Yeah.
And some, you know, especially players aren't reacting. They start tuning the guy out. So I'm sure that happens there too, and maybe that's what happened. But that guy's a damn good coach.
Yeah.
Is that Casey? The lights are really bright today. I think it's Casey.
Yeah.
What's up, Casey?
Hey now.
Sports.
How are you doing? Sports.
Doing sports.
Mm.
Believe it or not, I was watching Colin Cowherd today on the lunch hour, and he had Kareem Jackson on. Bravo to his agent for getting him on during the contract year. But Colin asked him when he knew Deshaun Watson was a real deal quarterback, and I kind of listened closely, and Kareem Jackson said his first camp, we saw the throws he was making, and it just I know Fred questions why Bill O'Brien didn't know that the whole time and started the other guy against Jacksonville. So just wanted to get your thoughts, and how about Kareem Jackson getting some pub on a contract here?
You know what? He was also on the bench yesterday morning. You could have heard him with those guys.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, I think.
I think it was John and Raheel with Dell, but Lance was there. So it was like between 9 and 9:30 yesterday.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, there's a lot of people who bought into Deshaun right away. I mean, Fred was sold the day they drafted him. So for guys to be his first camp to know, I'm not surprised by that.
Well,
it seemed like everybody knew except Bill O'Brien.
I went out and saw a couple of practices once they got back from West Virginia last year. And it was just, you could tell right then and there the guy could play.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of him, you know, getting an opportunity. But to be fair, Tom Savage looked pretty good in 7-on-7s when there was no pressure.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see why that happened. But, you know, I think everybody who was out there thought the guy was going to be really good pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's worked out.
We got some breaking news.
Uh-oh. If you tell me he blew his knee out in practice today, Jong, I will come through there and punch you in the eye.
No. Deshaun Watson didn't, but Lance McCullers is officially going to miss the 2019 season with Tommy John, yeah, which we all kind of saw.
Mm.
Well, his wife told us that about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't like to be an I told you so guy.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I told you guys, you can't believe in this guy. I told you he's going to get hurt. He gets hurt every year.
Who do you trust more? Will Fuller, Lance McCullers?
Oh, God.
Will Fuller's never missed this much time. Like, Lance McCullers misses, like, a lot of time.
Yeah, but Will Fuller, he missed the first game of the season. Like, he got hurt in camp. Like, when the starters are barely doing anything, he got hurt.
Ooh, more fragile. Will Fuller, Lance McCullers, Sean Lee.
Sean Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Lee's a king. He's the king.
Well, I think we all expected that.
Yeah.
So,
R.I.P. Elbow.
I still like Beer says Bowman and the GM and Quenneville didn't get along throughout their tenure. I'm sure that had something to do with the firing as soon as they were struggling. Assistants are also gone, too. They're still 500, and they're still working Crawford back in. I'm stunned to see that, but okay.
All right, guys, there are a lot of different energy providers out there, and that means there's a lot of offers that come along with those energy providers, like free weekends, free days, free nights maybe, cash bonuses. The list goes on, and you're like, oh, man, I can crank my AC at night. This is great. Well, the bad side is that once you fall for one of those deals, months later, you come to find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. Not with Triangle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from good, honest people. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064. Just go on one train, still at war with the same things. So watch your heart breaks, cause it'll tell you what you want. And you'll never live where the one recaps. This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And did you not call Jerome? Did you get to call Jerome? Because he tweeted out that he was going to be on. While we're waiting for that, I'm going to give away something. How about a pair of tickets to see Billy Gibbons? Best known as the guitarist and lead vocalist from ZZ Top, live in concert, featuring Matt Sorum, Austin Hanks, and Elwood Francis for the Big Bad Blues Tour at Revention Music Center this Friday, November 9th. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. We'll take caller 15 at 5:37. So you got a couple of minutes there. Don't start calling now. So yeah, all right. Let's go to our man Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Happy voting day, Jerome. How you doing, man?
Just lovely. Went and voted bright and early this morning. It was nice and easy. It was fun. Thought it was cool. Yeah. Always makes you feel good. Proud of being American.
How was your line for your place?
There wasn't much of a line. I got there at about 5 minutes to 7. There were like 7 or 8 people in front of me. So I was right at the start of things. And it's always a cool thing for me. I mean, my dad used to take me with him every year when he voted. And I know that when he turned 18, people that looked like him weren't allowed to vote. And so it always really mattered to him. And, you know, he passed away in 1990. And every time I go in to vote, I think about all those times I spent behind the curtains when they used to have curtains with him. And it's always a special day for me.
Yeah, well, glad you got out and voted. I'm sure you had the 94 things to vote for like I did. So.
Oh, yeah. It was like nonstop. Yeah, and it is fun, too, in that, you know, the straight ticket people need to be slapped. But, you know, it's America. You can be stupid. but I was like, okay, that's enough now. I've got enough of these people. So at some point, you get, you know, you start, you know, you know enough of everything, and others you're like, Tyrone. Oh, yeah, I'm with Tyrone. Scott, you know, Deshaun, yeah, I'm going for Deshaun. Buford, I'm going to pass on Buford, you know?
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Some about Buford I'm not so sure about.
yeah, good old Billy Bob not getting your vote either.
and people were like probably dogging me now. They know damn well they do the same thing. Don't lie.
Well, hey, let's jump to some sports stuff here. We just found out that it's official that Lance McCullers is going to have Tommy John and miss all of next season. You know, Charlie Morton, we don't know what's going to happen there. Dallas Keuchel probably gone. What do you think? What are you hearing over there? Obviously, they'll make some moves and replace some guys. But what about Charlie Morton? Any chance he's back? Or
I get the sense that you know, they didn't want to put the qualifying offer there because he would have signed it before it became official. He would have signed it in blood for.
But he would have signed it with his left hand.
Exactly. $17 million, whatever it was. He'd been more than happy with that. And frankly, he might be able to get that from somewhere else anyway. But he wants to be here. He loves it here. It's a great fit for him. And yeah, they know that they're going to have to. If they do sign him, they're going to have to be a little more judicious in how they use him and spread it out so that he'll be fresh at the end of the season. They kind of ran him down a little bit this year, I think. But things were going so well for so long for this team and the starting pitching, you can see why they you know, got caught when guys started getting hurt. But, you know, those things happen. I'm hoping that he comes back. I like him. He's one of my favorite players on the team. And he deserves good things to happen, and I'd like to see them happen here.
What about your Texans, man? Six in a row. You called it when they were 0-3 that they were going to win six in a row and Bill O'Brien was going to be a Coach of the Year candidate.
Well, when they were 0-2, I did tell you people it was too early to panic. And since they've been 0-3, I picked them to win five of the six games. I had no idea that Jacksonville would take the week off, and now we realize Jacksonville's taken about a month off. So, yeah, no, I'm not surprised they've won this many games. I mean, with the schedule the way it's set up and, you know, with the teams they have, they should be able to win a bunch of games. For the season at this point, frankly, I've had them pick to go 7-1 because I was stupid enough to think they'd beat the Patriots coming out of the box. So, but that doesn't mean I think they're a great team. I just think they're good enough to win. And in today's NFL, not today, that bigger picture, this season, there aren't but what, three or four really good teams? There isn't a great team out there. There are three or four really good ones. And the Texans, it ain't going to happen. Let's not get ridiculous. But they can beat anybody in the league in the playoffs. You've got a quarterback that isn't scared and is a playmaker to make plays. And you have some defensive stars who can be quarterback killers, who can crush a team on any given Sunday. They've got a puncher's chance. It's probably not going to happen, but, you know, let's not overdo it. And they also have a coach who's subject to nut up, too. So, you know, that's more likely to happen than the other, but anything's possible.
Well, he's had other coaches on the other side nut up more than him recently, which has certainly helped.
Yeah, the odds of them running into those kind of coaches in the playoffs, though, that's the problem.
You know what? They could wind up playing the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin's been known to do some boneheaded things, too.
Yeah, that's true. I would trust Tomlin over Bill O'Brien any day come crunch time. But
so would
if they do what they're supposed to do, beat these teams, they should be favored in almost every game except for the one at Philly. And by then, they may have clinched the division. They could want to have a bye and a home game in the next round. And, you know, I mean, we're asking a lot for a franchise that's never been to a conference championship game, but I mean, I really do believe that the league is kind of wide open this year. The Patriots are not nearly as good as they have been many other times. Wouldn't bet against them, but they're not, you know, they're not great yet. But they always get better after November cranks up anyway. But no, it should be a fun year. If I'm a Texans fan, I'd be really thinking great things are possible.
Well, with the break here, obviously a guy like Kiki QT could get well. What about Deontay Foreman? We haven't heard much about him and his recovery. Is he going to be ready when they come back from this bye?
I wouldn't count on him to be able to give the team anything this year, period. I didn't think that when he got hurt. I wasn't expecting to deliver anything this year. It's the type of runner that he is, the type of athlete that he is, he should be able to come back from the torn Achilles, but man, it is not easy. And when he is finally cleared to be able to play, I can't imagine it doesn't take him a month worth of actual football to get even close to being decent. And whatever he says, I tell you now, I promise you, next summer he'll be saying, oh man, I wasn't ready, because he won't be ready. So I think they approach the offseason in a poor way, in that they didn't plan on not having him. Or if they plan on not having him, they didn't do anything to execute a better plan by bringing in somebody else. And, you know, it hasn't really cost them yet, but it will cost them, especially if Bill O'Brien's going to coach the way he wants to coach, being very conservative. And I don't blame you. You're playing against teams that aren't good enough to put a whole lot of points up against you. Your defense is solid. You're going to be a little more conservative, but that's going to mess around and cost you a game or two that you probably shouldn't lose, because this team should be able to blow some people out, and they really haven't done it nearly as often as they should.
That's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, who I actually get to read now because I get the paper, and he does a very good job. And I have to tell you, your print version is so much better than your online version.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, it's actually useful. So there's that.
That's why we keep killing those trees.
Hey, one more before we let you go. Does it feel like college football in the state is pretty much over after last weekend with A&M losing another one and Texas losing another one and UH losing another one? And did it just kind of feel like we're kind of hosed here for the rest of the year with mediocrity?
Man, I kind of gave up on the college football season too early, and then Texas got on a little bit of a roll and A&M won a couple games, and then U of H found something, and I had a feeling this last weekend wasn't going to be that good, so I went to the Rice Heat-Up game because I was like, I'm not going to miss anything. I'll record all those games and watch them later, and I didn't even have to bother watching them because all of them cracked it up. I mean, I know it's been this bad before, but it doesn't even feel good, right? I mean, even when they were ranked, you didn't think those teams were as good as that, but they should be able to represent the state better than they have. It's almost embarrassing to be from the state of Texas with all of this great football and great football players here, and our college teams aren't in the discussion. It's ridiculous. Enough's enough. I mean, you've got two of the highest paid coaches in college football going at UT and A&M, and you know how much I love my man Major. You know, he had U of H right there where all they have to do, it's not easy, but run the table, and they got a New Year's Day bowl going, and everybody just shut it down. And, yeah, they're still playing games, but is it really worth it?
Yeah, you need to tell your guy Major he needs to go and hire a real defensive coordinator and not a guy who's failed at three different places.
Yeah, the coaching hires in general are just that's where most of these people mess up more than anything. I think Major will be a fine head coach, and he's young as a head coach, and he's learning, and he'll learn. You got to make better hires than he did coming in, and I've talked to coaches who've gotten these jobs and said it, and, you know, like I'm an expert or something. I don't think it's genius. And they're all, well, you know, I got to do the, you know, my friends who I've been coaching with all these years, the guys I want to give a shot to, and, you know, I don't want to hold people back because people didn't give me a chance, and I got to deal with the athletic director who won't give me the money to sign the right guy. And I said, none of that matters if you hire a guy that's not good enough. It'll make you look bad. It doesn't hurt the other guy because he'll be an assistant somewhere else and keep on plugging. And they do it over and over and over. Charlie Strong did it and got the job at UT. No way in the world he's supposed to hire two coordinators who weren't better than he is. You know, you got to hire coaches who are better than you are your first time out. That's one of the ways you can survive. And these guys, they haven't done it. And it's even worse at U of H with the offense that they're running. Your defense coordinator really has to be on the ball because they're going to be up against it anyway.
I think they should hire Rice as defensive coordinator. And how dare you say the whole state of Texas is looking bad? UTEP got a dominant win this weekend.
Finally.
It took them a long time.
They almost lost. Rice made a run, dude. They put together a late run. That was... Man, there's no question Rice is the worst team going.
They're the worst team in the whole country. It's unbelievable.
Goodness gracious. I mean, they were getting smoked. And I like their head coach a lot. I mean, I really do.
He's a nice guy or he's a good coach?
No, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how good of a coach he'll end up being. I do like his approach. I don't know why he took this job, for one. You know, but I like him personally. I think he's really smart. Everybody who's ever been around him will tell you he knows what he's doing. I just, man, this is a tough, tough job to have because you especially when you don't have the players. They don't have the players right now that could be much better, but my goodness, you don't have to be the worst in the country.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Joins us every Tuesday when he's not on the disabled list. Jerome, appreciate the time as always, and talk to you again next week, man.
I'm here more than Lance McCullers. You quit dogging Lance, man. It's a serious thing, you know. And after the surgery, though, most a high percentage of them come back better than they were. So maybe this will do the trick for him.
Yeah, except he's going to come back and get broken again.
And
break something else.
Yeah, he's going to throw out a shoulder next time. It's always like, something with that dude.
Good to go.
Yeah. All right, Jerome, we'll talk to you later, man. All right, I got to tell you about the 6-year anniversary sale at Texas Star Grill Shop. Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and you want to make some great memories with your friends and family? Make sure you've got the right grill for the occasion. Stop by and see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll help you select the perfect grill for you, whether it's charcoal, gas, or wood pellet grills. They've got you covered. And while you're shopping, have a pint of St. Arnold's newest Orange Show beer. That'll surely get you in the holiday spirit. They've got a family atmosphere. Once you arrive, you're a part of the family. It's like you just want to go and hang out. And they've got the best grills. Pits and Spits, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market, setting the bar in quality, heavy-duty construction, performance second to none. That's what I'm using this Thanksgiving to smoke my turkey. They've got the Traeger Pro 20 wood pellet grills, the Saber infrared grills. Just purchased a truckload of those, so they're ready to wheel and deal, guys. And the Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grill with the new airlift hinge sets them apart from the competition. And if you want an outdoor kitchen, they can set you up there as well. Save big during Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale going on now. Free delivery and assembly always. Located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta in Spring in the Champions area. Or visit them online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
App in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm seriously considering benching my first-round goalie tonight. He sucked. In his last four starts, he's 1-3-0 with a 3.01 goals against and 9.04 save percentage. He's going against Dallas tonight.
Sorry, man.
Sergei Bobrovsky. I may actually start.
I'll give you Jacob Markstrom for him.
No, thank you. I may actually start Jimmy Howard tonight of the Red Wings.
Who's been better, Jacob Markstrom or your guy?
Let's see. Well, actually, my guy's been better than Markstrom.
Okay.
So.
Markstrom's he's 6-3, 3.27 goals against, .899 save percentage.
Yeah, you need to be over 900 on your save percentage. That's not good.
What's your guy?
He's about he's at .904.
Okay, so not much better.
No, that still sucks.
But I got Jacob Markstrom on the trash pile.
No.
I didn't use a first round pick.
No, I don't.
You're a dummy.
My other guys, well, Cam Talbot at Edmonton's been terrible. And so I'm going to be starting goalies on crap teams tonight. Craig Anderson and Jimmy Howard, I think, and not Bobrovsky.
I'm starting a goalie. Markstrom starting against Jimmy Howard.
I know.
You're taking me on head to head.
Someone's O has got to go.
Oh, my goodness. It's yours. Your O's going.
Somebody says, when are you in Beaumont again? Friday.
Actually,
we got a nice little competition here. Because spring really brought it last week.
It did.
We're going to be back at spring on Thursday at Bombshells, and then Friday we'll be in Beaumont. So I want to see who can represent better, Beaumont or spring. Because spring brought it last week, I'm here to tell you.
I've had two people, I guess Amir Abdullah got released by the Lions today.
Yeah.
Two people have tweeted me, should the Texans take a look at Amir Abdullah? Amir Abdullah, he's been in the league now for 4 years. He averages 35 yards per NFL football game played.
I always thought he'd be better than...
He sucks.
Yeah.
If he was any good, the Lions wouldn't just throw him on the trash pile. He's no good.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I can't remember who sent this to me, and I have not had a chance to check and see if it's for real. So if it's not, it's still funny. It's one of those. I think my buddy Soccer Dwayne tweeted this at me. But anyway, Florida man, of course.
Florida man.
I say, just read the headline. I think it tells you everything you need to know. Florida man strips down to his underwear and Crocs, jumps into crocodile pool, gets bitten, climbs out, and jumps in again. At the St. Augustine alligator farm, and he was bitten by at least one of the animals. It says at least one of the animals.
This people are dumb.
I think that's got to be fake. This is just... says several lamps and signs were broken, and a statue in the middle of the crocodile pond that you could only get to by swimming was toppled. Park director said they found a pair of shorts and rubber Crocs shoe floating in the pool and thought it might be a prank. So... there is video of a guy jumping in.
I don't like to be attacked by alligators or crocodiles.
I don't want to go anywhere near crocodiles. I'm certainly not going anywhere near Crocs either.
Nope.
I'm not wearing those.
I don't mess with either.
Yeah. But apparently the crocodiles are okay. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. A great song that is. Really underrated. All-time classic.
It is. It is the, well, number one song among all children under 12 in the world.
No doubt.
You know, it surpassed Barney.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Man, I feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to feel good when you do something like that.
Yeah, that's huge.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. And if your job isn't great, it's making you miserable, do something about it. Change it up. Change it up. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math or science guy. How am I going to do IT? Well, it's simple, guys. There's no excuse it, because we're not talking about rocket science. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing at My Computer Career. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, change it. Just change it. I know it sounds crazy, but you can do it with these guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon, so go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.